I've been told, he began again, longing, positively, to find something to say, that Nana has a delicious voice.
Nana? Cried the manager, shrugging his shoulders. The voice of a squirt!
The young man made haste to add, besides being a first-rate comedian.
She? Why, she's a lump. She has no notion what to do with her hands and feet.
La Falloise blushed a little. He had lost his bearings. He stammered, I wouldn't have missed this first representation tonight for the world. I was aware that your theater...
Call it my brothel,
Bordenov again interpolated, with the frigid obstinacy of a man convinced. Meanwhile, Faucherie, with extreme calmness, was looking at the women as they came in. He went to his cousin's rescue when he saw him all at sea, and doubtful whether to laugh or to be angry.
Do be pleasant to Bordenov.
Call his theater what he wishes you to, since it amuses him.
And you, my dear fellow, don't keep us waiting about for nothing. If your Nana neither sings nor acts, you'll find you've made a blunder, that's all.
It's what I'm afraid of, the truth be told.
A blunder? A blunder?
Shouted the manager, and his face grew purple.
Must a woman know how to act and sing? Oh, my chicken, you're too stupid. Nana has other good points, by heaven. Something which is as good as all the other things put together. I've smelt it out. It's deuced pronounced with her, or I've got the scent of an idiot. You'll see. You'll see.